Work frequently makes the case that, yes, today's Navy is smaller than it was a few decades ago, but it's also vastly more capable. He made that argument in forceful fashion yesterday to an audience at the Surface Navy Association's annual symposium in Washington.
Yes, it might get worse. In fact, probably will. But this is the heyday of the U.S. Surface Navy. It's an exciting time. And if you're not excited, you ain't breathing. That's all I got to say.
In the 1980s, the Pentagon wanted to build a fleet of ships numbered 600 in size. It never got there. By Work's reckoning, the size of the surface fleet topped out in 1989. DOD's 2014 budget will call for a fleet of about 300 boats. Work unleashed a barrage of figures over the course of about half an hour to argue that it's about time to stop worrying about sheer numbers. He says it's the characteristics of the ships that matter, not just how many there are. For instance, he says the Navy's focused its money on building high-end cruisers and destroyers, and across the fleet, ships are more standardized and networked than ever before.
You talk about today, you say, wow, we're having a lot of problems. People forget that back then, you had to worry about steam power plants, you had to worry about all different types of training paths, you had all different types of maintenance paths. I cannot imagine an officer saying they would rather fight the 1989 surface fleet over the fleet that we have now, given the capabilities that we have. Yes, we are down by a total of about 28 ships. 28 ships buys you about 7 more ships present all the time. This is an extremely capable fleet. As I said, I'm trying to make the case that today is the heyday of our surface combatant force.
Even while cheerleading the Navy's current capabilities, Work freely acknowledges that the future is likely to be less rosy, with Congress and the President facing March deadlines to come up with an alternative to sequestration and to deal with an expiring continuing resolution. He predicts DOD will remain under a continuing resolution for the rest of the year, but there will be a deal to avert the automatic budget cuts.
I can't imagine the Congress will let it happen. It could. But we are planning as if sequestration occurs and a year-long CR occurs. And if that happens, ladies and gentlemen, the world as we know it will end. There's just no way that you'll be able to keep the Navy whole or the Marine Corps whole if that happens. No way. So if anybody tells you, just take the shave, you know, we're bloated, blah, blah, blah. Tell them to come and sit in my shoes for maybe a half hour. And then they'll sleep like a baby. They'll wake up crying every 2 hours, too.
The Pentagon has already directed the Navy to make plans to cancel all ship maintenance availabilities in the second half of the fiscal year in case those two budget impacts coincide. But like the other military services, the Navy's also worried about the readiness impacts of a sudden funding cut in the middle of the fiscal year. Work says the Navy's people are stretched thin as it is.
Op tempo right now is killing the Navy. We do not have enough time to do the maintenance we need to do. We do not have enough time to train and do this integrated training so we can really train on battle networking. We need to exercise and test, and we just don't have time to do so. There is a very, very major push to keep more carriers out all the time. That kind of sucks O&M that way. Then all of our nuclear submarines. You cannot scrimp on maintenance. What's the right mix of manning? What's the right mix of training? It is tough. And then there's this little matter called sequestration.
Vice Admiral Tom Copen, the commander of Navy Surface Forces, says the fleet is already close to reaching a point at which it won't be able to adequately meet the missions it's asked to perform.
We've increased the standard Navy work week. We've reduced the make ready, put away. We've increased the maintenance. We've added missions. We've done all this stuff. In the meantime, we're taking away people and training. And so it's getting harder and harder, I think, for us to look the troops in the eye and say, hey, just do it, meet the standard. It's getting harder and harder. Some ships can do it. Some ships can't. I think we have to be very mindful as we go through the next couple of years and we take budget cuts on how we take them, where we take them, and who we take them from, and what the impact is going to be. And you're going to have to make tough decisions. If you don't want to get hollow, you have to give up force structure. You have to. You can't keep the same number of people and the same number of ships with the right amount of spare parts and the right amount of training entitlements and the right amount of ammo and still call yourself whole. You just can't do it.
Copeman says he doesn't know when the readiness tipping point will come, but he'll know it when he sees it.
I'll know it when I can't deploy ships. When the combatant commander says this ship's supposed to leave on deployment and it doesn't leave on time for whatever reason, then we know we've probably gotten there. And we got ships right now that aren't doing it. It never ceases to amaze me how the surface warfare officers, enlisted folks, can rise up to any challenge. But there's a point at which we have to give them more resources to help them meet that challenge. We just can't do that. I mean, people will start walking. They'll do anything we ask them to do, but when their time to decide whether I want to stay around and do this again comes, they're going to say, nope, not going to do it. We've been through this cycle before. I'd hate to go through it again. I really would.
Ray Mabus, the Secretary of the Navy, says his service can handle budget cuts, but it can't handle sequestration, which is punishing by design, so that Congress would force itself not to let it happen. Slicing every line item in the defense budget by a mathematical formula would be deeply destructive, Mabus says, but the Navy's doing its best to get ready.
In case these things trigger, we're beginning to slow the burn rate down on programs now, on people now. But I think we've shown in the last 4 years that we're willing to make some pretty hard choices, that we're willing to cancel some stuff, that we're willing to do some things that are of lesser priority. I'm going to reserve the right to actually do that management. I will just repeat what I said. Give us the flexibility. I think we've proven over the last 4 years, we've got these 42 ships under contract with less money than they had in 2008, and they built three ships.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.